I'll be reading an excerpt from Kerouac's Dumbums, found on pages 37 through 39, where you find Smith and Jaffe walking across campus on the eve of their excursion to Matterhorn. Smith asks Jaffe, "Do we bring wine?" "No, it isn't any good up there. And once you're at high altitude and tired, you don't crave alcohol." I didn't believe this, but said nothing. We put my own things on the bike and walked across the campus to his place, pushing the bike along the edge of the sidewalk. It was a cool, clear Arabian night dusk, with the tower clock of University of Cal a clean black shadow against a backdrop of cypress and eucalyptus and all kinds of trees. Bells ringing somewhere, and the air crisp. "It's going to be cold up there," said Jaffe. But he was feeling fine that night, and laughed when I asked him about next Thursday with Princess. "You know, we've played Yabium twice more since that last night. She comes over to my shack any day or night, any minute, and man, she won't take no for an answer." So I satisfied the Bodhisattva. And Jaffe wanted to talk about everything, his boyhood in Oregon. "You know, my mother and father and sister were living a real primitive life on that log cabin farm. And on cold winter mornings, we'd all undress and dress in front of the fire. We had to. That's why I'm not like you about undressing. I mean, I'm not bashful or anything like that. What did you used to do around college?" "In the summers, I was always a government fire lookout." "That's what you ought to do next summer, Smith. In the winters, I did a lot of skiing. Used to walk around the campus on crutches, real proud. I climbed some pretty big mountains up there, including a long haul up Rainier, almost to the top where you saw your name. I finally made it one year. There are only a few names up there, you know. I climbed all around the Cascades, off-season and in-season, and worked as a logger. Smith, I gotta tell you all about the romance of Northwest logging. Like you keep talking about railroading. You should have seen the little narrow-gauge railways up there in those cold winter mornings with snow, and your belly full of pancakes and syrup and black coffee, boy. And you raise your double bit of axe to your morning's first log, there's nothing like it. That's just like my dream in the great Northwest, the Kwakiutl Indians, the Northwest Mounted Police. Well, there in Canada, they got them. Over in British Columbia, I used to meet some on the trail. We pushed the bike down past the various college hangouts and cafeterias, and looked into Robbie's to see if we knew anybody. Alvo's in there, working his part-time job as a busboy. Jaffe and I were kind of outlandish looking on the campus, in our old clothes. In fact, Jaffe is considered an eccentric around the campus, which is the usual thing for campuses and college people to think whenever a real man appears on the scene. Colleges being nothing but grooming schools for the middle class and non-identity, which usually finds its perfect expression on the outskirts of the campus in rows of well-to-do houses with lawns and televisions set in each living room, with everybody looking at the same thing and thinking the same thing. At the same time, while the Jaffes of the world go prowling in the wilderness to hear the voice crying in the wilderness, to find the ecstasy of the stars, to find the dark, mysterious secret of the origin of faceless, wonderless, crapulous civilizations. "All these people," said Jaffe, "they all got white tile toilets and take big dirty craps like bears in the mountains. But it's all washed away to convenient, supersized sewers. And nobody thinks of crap anymore or realizes that their origin is shit and civet and scum of the sea. They spend all day washing their hands with creamy soaps they secretly want to eat in the bathroom." He had a million ideas. He had them all. 3:30.